Blog Talk Radio.
Incredible, unforgettable, Open your mind, take in all the delectables, topics ranging from marriage to politics, only the grown and mature can handle this, please, they gon' change it from blog talk to hot talk, real talk, real response, non-stop, only talk radio keeps it moving, Wednesdays 9:30 p.m., please tune in, well, in the beautiful, it's incredible, You hear it,
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Art of Intimacy Show. I am your host, Miss Incredible.
And I'm Rel, the Black Dr. Phil. And together, we are the Art of Intimacy Show.
Hey!
AOI Talk Show, hashtag it, baby. Hashtag it. Our favorite day of the week, Wednesday. Hump day.
What? Oh, just a day. Oh, my goodness.
Bobby Brown.
How are you?
How's
it going?
I'm Bobby Brown. It's going good. Humping around. Nice weather. It's a Wednesday. My favorite show in the world started tonight. Big Brother. Not me. I watch that. I'm a jump.
It's been on for a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yep. I've seen every season.
And you are not a TV watcher, so that's surprising.
Yep, I'm not, but I watch that. I apply every year. They still ain't call me up, man. They ain't call me, I'm telling you. I know I'm coming out victorious. I'm coming home with that $500,000, man. They better call me one day. I'm going to be right up there, the Black Dr. Phil. Like, what do you do? I got a talk show. What is it called? The Art of Intimacy Show. Boom. When I come out that house, I'm going to have a million listeners. Oh, man. Besides that, I must announce, I'm sure everyone knows, the 2016 NBA champions of the world are the Cleveland Cavaliers, as they defeated the Golden State Warriors in Game 7 on Monday. So it was an epic comeback in that series. Yep, Cavs deserve a round of applause. I believe it's their first championship. Yep, I believe it's their first championship. Could be wrong, I'm quoting. Yeah, that's the first one. LeBron James is from Ohio, so he's a star player of Cleveland, so that was a good look for him.
Was it their first in 50-something years?
I did hear 50-something years. I'll have to double-check because I think in 50-something years might have been the first time. I'll check it before we get off the air. I'll announce it. But I think 50-something could possibly be the last time a Cleveland team, like a Cleveland sports team. You know, I don't think it's necessarily the basketball team, but I'll double-check that and let you know before we get off the air tonight. Today, the New York Knicks traded for Derrick Rose, star point guard from Chicago Bulls. So that's very interesting for you New York fans. We know the Knicks have been shitty since we were born. And maybe things might turn around now with this addition. A lot of people are giving a Knicks slack because Derrick Rose has been hurt just about every year he's played and injury prone, and you know, but if he stays healthy, he's definitely a top player, so top 10 player. So we'll have to see. We will have to see. I've already seen a lot of memes and stuff going around showing him hurt already before he even. Somebody had him with an Empire State Building hurt already. I said, man.
Oh,
internet,
God.
They quick, boy.
No filter. Yes, they are.
Very quick. I think people just sit around and wait for stuff all day. You know? For real.
Like it's a job, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What's going on in the presidential race? The same old, Trump and Hillary. Bernie's out, right?
Pretty much. Okay. Yeah, he is, I believe.
He's out, okay. Because I ain't keeping up with that. I'll have to ask you every week what's going on. I already know where I'm voting, so there's no need for me to follow this this all this.
I know that's right.
You know, let's get this over with. For real. Get this over with. Oh, I think one of the Clintons, the daughter had a baby, right? So somebody had a baby recently.
Yep.
Chelsea Clinton.
I think Chelsea, yeah, she had her second baby.
Oh, she had one already?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, where have
been? About 2 years ago, I believe.
Oh, okay. Is she married? Do you know?
She is.
Oh, okay. All right. That's done. I wonder if they living off of Hillary and Bill money, or they... Ooh, I got to find out who her husband is. How that works when you marry the president's daughter... That means you get Secret Service. You probably ain't got to pay any bills. You know, that's a household.
Yeah, the family is definitely getting Secret Service, and but it's about to get kicked up a couple of notches if Hillary wins.
Exactly.
It would definitely be unusual, something that we're not used to, a female president with the Bill sitting by her side when she's addressing the nation, Bill is in the audience clapping. It'd be some getting used to rather than seeing Michelle Obama out there, you see Bill waving. It'd be different.
Yeah, that is a little different, awkward. It is different.
The roles would be reversed. And it's not like she's just the woman who happened to run for president. She's a former first lady. So
exactly.
Her husband is a former president. So that makes it even crazier. Like,
yeah, she breaking all types of records and first lady female president.
Yep.
That's crazy. Oh, Chelsea's husband name is Mark Mezvinsky. He is 38 years old from Philadelphia, and he is an investment banker, co-founder of hedge fund Eagle Vale Park. Wow. He graduated from Stanford in 2000, investment banker. And they married in 2010. And, he hit the jackpot. Well, he already had a jackpot.
He has a career, right. He has a career. Yeah. Oh, he definitely was gonna have a career. But I'm sure she wouldn't have chose someone otherwise.
Right. And so the roles in their household got to be awkward.
Right.
Awkward.
The daughter of a former president and possibly future president. So I'm sure. It may be awkward, but do you think you should, like, take care of everything in the household, even though you believe that she's being taken care of by her parents? Do you think he should still take care of his household, manage it, and pay all the bills?
I wouldn't say he should pay all the bills. I think he should be the man of the household and kind of manage the household, maybe manage the bills, but... he shouldn't necessarily pay all the bills unless they, you know, come to some sort of agreement that she would manage the bills. But I definitely don't believe in him paying all the bills. You know, okay. I don't believe in a man paying all the bills just because they're the man. No.
So do you believe in them paying the larger bills? Or do you think it should just be half and half?
I don't think they should just pay the larger bills. Again, just because it's a man, I don't think they should pay the larger bills. I think, well, for these two right here, Chelsea and Mark, they need to split the bills. They need to split the bills evenly. What does Chelsea do?
Let's talk about the typical couple that may not have Mark's money or Chelsea.
Right. Right. I don't think either should pay the highest bills because of their, you know, because they're male or female. I think it's based on two things here. Based on income and based on who name is on the bill. See, I think people go into cohabitating or sharing bills, you know, and they're not clear beforehand. And then that leads to tension, you know, during the relationship. You know, my biggest advice to people that are going to cohabitate, start getting right away, get bills in both names. Don't start off like, oh, it's your place, or we'll see how it works, and then put a bill in my name or a bill in the... No, from the jump, get bills in each other's name or, you know, however you got to work it out so that you don't have that issue down the road. Well, it ain't my name. Well, I don't care. You know what I mean? You don't have that. And then I think income comes
right
into play, where I believe it should be prorated based on income. So, yeah, I think
so does it matter who makes the most money or no?
Yes, it does. If someone makes a significant amount more, then they should pay more because it should be prorated based on income. And every time I give this advice, people ask me, well, what, you know, what do you consider a significant amount more? And my best answer to that is if a person's income is $7,000 or more, then that starts the significant difference. And this is just for regular couples that, you know, not anybody, you know, like we said, typical couple. And I base that off of that's usually the number when if you're working at, you know, a regular 9-to-5 in a regular city and you're making a salary of $30,000 a year, it takes $7,000 increase for you to see it in your paycheck. You know, usually when you get an increase of $2,500 a year, you really don't see that in your paycheck. You know, even $5,000 sometimes in some jobs, regular 9-to-5 jobs, you don't see that in your paycheck. But you start seeing it right around $7,000, $8,000. So that's where I get that number from. That's significant. So if you make double your salary, then that's definitely a significant amount. But it should be prorated, in my opinion. Definitely. I've been in this situation a couple of times in my life, so.
With you making more or her making more?
Both, actually. I've been in a relationship where I made more and a relationship where she made more.
And how did you feel about her making more than you?
Oh, I didn't care at all. I loved it. Like, I'm the type of guy, the more money you make, the merrier. You know what I mean? So I'm not, like, it doesn't make me feel less of a man or my ego or anything like that. It is, you know, it is what it is. I normally try to build, you know, I would try to build with my spouse and you know, do something together, no matter who makes the most money. You know?
Right. Okay.
So, but again, like I was saying earlier, the mistake I've made in the past And my advice to others is I went into these situations without being clear at the beginning or without getting names on bills and things like that. So once you get into the relationship and you don't do that, then it becomes both parties is thinking backwards to what they contributed to the relationship, how much they contributed, what bill they paid, what bill they didn't pay. And now it's all, you know, it's all a fog. First of all, it was in the past, so it's a fog. And second of all, you're never going to get nowhere because one person is going to say, it ain't my bill, especially once you start getting into an argument phase, you know, when it's past the discussion.
If you're a team, there should be none of, you know, it ain't my bill kind of, like, that conversation should never happen. You're right. You should establish all of that in the very beginning so you don't have to worry about that. So just in case the relationship does go downhill, you know, everything will already be clear. I mean, one person
right.
usually moves out and the other one takes over the bills anyway, but everybody will be clear on, you know, what's going on. We don't need no gray area. We don't need a gray area. I need to be clear on what your responsibilities are, and you need to be clear on what my responsibilities are. But
right.
You have to be a team, especially if one is making more than the other. If the female is making more than the male, you definitely have to be clear on what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
I mean, if you know, some men may still want to contribute an even amount. Some may feel the female should pay more because she makes more. So
right.
you have to be clear on the type of person that you're dealing with.
I agree. And I think our makeup also, like you said, what you just said is kind of part of our makeup. So in other words, some men are intimidated by that or don't like that, the woman making more. And they want to contribute. Some men will make more. And they want to take care of their woman or want to take care of everything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they want that. And then and that's a male's makeup. For a female, you know, I'm thinking about this. Even if she makes more money, she still wants to be taken care of. It's just the makeup. You know what I'm saying? It's the makeup of us also, you know. Because I know for me, if I could take care of everything, like that, for my whole life, since I was a young kid, I always wanted to be that guy that could take care of a woman and she ain't got to worry about nothing. You know what I mean? Financial
mm-hmm.
or whatever the case may be. You know, I've never had the means to really do that. You know what I mean? Be like, you ain't got to do nothing. You don't got to work. You know what I'm saying? But I would love that. You know what I mean? I would love that. But at the same time, I am one that if she makes more than me and we moving in the same direction or whatever, I'm not necessarily going out to try to make more than her, you know what I mean, to be able to take care of her and she don't have to bring in an income no more, you know. So
right.
that might be a flaw of mine, you know what I mean, getting too content, you know. And I think might be a little bit of my flaw.
Like you said, with it being part of your makeup, there are women who were raised, I'm one that was raised watching my father provide for the family. I would see him hand my mother the money. She take care of the bills. She had a job, but he took care of the majority of the bills. He took on two jobs to do so.
Mm.
And, yeah, so he had a weekend job and a regular job during the week.
Right.
So he provided. So when women see this, even if a woman happens to make more money, it doesn't mean she would be comfortable putting more into everything than a man. Or even if she's putting more into everything because she makes more, when it's time to go out and do things, who's paying?
Right.
Who pays?
Right.
So you still would have to, I caught her per se. I mean, you're still dating. So when you're in a relationship, who and the female is making the most money, who pays when you go on a date? Not saying he wouldn't have enough you know, everybody have their miscellaneous money, but how do you balance that out where you can have enough money to do what you want? You know what I mean? It's a
right,
fine line
right.
when it comes to
right.
that. It's like, okay, take this amount of money and pay the bills, and then you can have your allowance. Like, what is like? How do you work that out?
I think both should pay. You know, both should pay. But I think the man should, if he makes less money, both should pay when they go out. But the man should try to do things, money or not, to just, you know, could even initiate it. That would make her feel good. You know what I mean? If you're a man and you initiate it, I mean, you can say, let's go out and do something you can afford. You know, that's your spouse. She's not going to, she knows she makes more. She's going to spruce it up once you get there. You know what I mean? As long as you're a team. So I think the man has to at least do, if it's financial, just do what you can do. She's always going to back you up.
I
and
agree with
non-financial
that.
Non-financial things always work. So that's, you know, that's always a plus. So
we talk about this all the time. Yep. That's true. I mean, if you go out and it's just something that he can afford, you know, you go to dinner to your favorite spot, one of your favorite inexpensive spots, and then you have a show across the street. She may say, hey, let's go check the show out. I'll pay for it because now she's feeling good because you took her out to dinner.
Exactly.
So you're right about that. It does work that way. However, in some cases, but if the woman makes the most,
And fellas, if the waitress comes back and hands her the bill, you grab it or reach for it. You don't let her hand you. You don't let them hand her. Not put it in her hand. Jeez. They place it on the table and it's a little bit to her side. Okay. But if they put it in her lap, you speak up, whether you're paying or not. Thank me later.
Wait,
333-870-4010. Rose within the family. Call up. Let us know your opinion.
I agree. It has happened to me. After I was asked out for dinner, so yeah. But moving on,
yeah.
If the woman makes the most money, is the man still considered the head of the household?
I think the man should be considered the head of the household in general. Now, if we're talking about technical, you're talking about like filing taxes and all that stuff?
No taxes. I'm talking about head of the household, king of the castle.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, I think so. Yeah, I think, again, it's about makeup also when it comes to this and not just money. Naturally, men were made up to be the king of the household or the alpha male. Naturally, women are made up to be the queen and not necessarily the head. And, you know, that's how it is. So I don't think money changes that. It could throw a monkey wrench in a lot of things, and it could, you know, if you don't communicate and understand one another, it could be a problem, you know what I'm saying? But I think the man should still be considered the head of household, the protector, you know, you should feel safe with him around, and, you know, things like that. Even you still be considered the provider if the woman makes more, you know what I mean? Sometimes you can have a woman that makes more, but she's not a good money manager. And he could.
Mm-hmm.
So he could be assisting with the money management to make both of their livelihoods better or their family better. You know? So, and vice versa. You know, a man could bring in the most money and she could be the one that manages money better. You know? So I don't think it's always necessarily who makes more, who brings in more. You know, has a lot to do with makeup also. And other characteristics, you know. And when you can come together as a team and understand and communicate that, then, you know, it'll work.
That's the most important part, coming together as a team.
Right.
Communication.
Absolutely.
Do you think men should do chores within the household?
Oh, man. You got me on
Bring
this.
Bring it one. On. Come on. Laundry,
they
dishes,
should.
Mopping, sweeping, taking out the garbage.
They should, but I don't.
What?
I'll do a damn thing. Especially
all right,
the kids
so,
in the house.
Well, no, okay,
now,
so that's
I'll take
my
out
thing.
I'll take out the garbage, though.
Okay, so let's just say there are no children in the house, because that's like, you know, kids do everything. They take out the garbage, they wash the dishes, clean the kitchen,
right,
bathroom, sweep, mop. They could do it all, because if you want allowance, if you want to go out with your friends, guess what?
Right.
There's things that need to be done. I mean, there's things that need to be done whether you get an allowance or not, because you just need to do it. You need to learn some responsibility around
right.
But you can earn allowance in the process. However, without children, who should do the chores? We're talking cleaning the bathroom, the kitchen. Never mind who cooks. You know, whoever cooks, do that person do the dishes? Do the other person do the dishes? The garbage has to be taken out daily. Like, there's a lot of things that
she should cook.
To do. So she's cooking, you washing? She's cooking, you're washing?
Yeah, I'm trying to invest
in the dishwasher. You're taking too long, you're stuttering. I'm sorry?
Because I don't wash the dishes, but I should, but I don't. But
so,
I
do you invest in paper plates?
Yep.
Alright, so who washed the pot?
I'm fine eating off of paper plates and plastic all the time. I'm not one of those guys that I need a fork, and, you know, so I'm good with that.
So once the pots are empty, who's washing?
He should, but I got to be fair, I don't. That's probably
who's
a flaw of mine, too.
Who's emptying the garbage?
Oh, no, I'm taking out the garbage. I'm not letting her take no garbage out. No, I'm taking out the garbage.
Who's doing that Saturday morning? No, go ahead. After you take out the garbage, then what?
I'll wash the bathroom. I'll clean the bathroom.
Scrubbing the tub, the toilet.
Right.
I mean, thoroughly.
I'll do that.
You have a thing about it?
Yeah, because I know I don't do nothing. So, you know what I mean? But I gotta talk about what I should do or would do.
So, dishes, garbage, and the bathroom. Not bad, not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. Do you think children should be given allowance for doing chores? Do you think they should earn money for doing chores?
I don't think it's mandatory. I think if you can, you know, if you can afford to work your finances out that way for your children, and I think that's great. I think it's a great lesson for them to learn, you know. But if you don't give your children allowance for doing chores, there's nothing wrong with that either, you know. So, I say to my children, you get good grades, you get. So chores, for me, not necessarily. I don't think I've structured. I have never really structured my children in that way. But mine was more structured around grades. You bring this report card home and there's nothing less than a B, you get however much money you want that I have. You know what I'm saying? Chores, I'm usually like, their mom might, you know, give them money for chores, but I'm not aware of it.
Well, it's not. Well, it's like earn an allowance. You know what? I wouldn't say that, but you're going to do the chores regardless. So I give an allowance because I feel like you're doing right, whether it's you're doing the chores or you're doing right in school. But the chores are going to be done regardless. Let's just say I can't provide the allowance that week. That's not going to stop you from doing your chores. So...
Right.
I think they should receive an allowance, but it may encourage them to do their chores in a timely fashion, but I think that they'd be doing the chores regardless.
Right. Right. And I'll be giving them allowance regardless. So, like, you still.
Right,
even,
right.
You know, if I still buy you some clothes to put on your back, that's allowance. I don't know what it is. I'm still going to give you, you know, a roof over your head and food on the table and everything you want. So,
right.
You know.
I always give allowance and then give more. you know, of course you buy clothes or whatever so often, but I give allowance, and then I end up I give like a lump sum of allowance on a weekend, and I end up giving something during the week, especially high schoolers. It's like, you know, they meet up at the store, they're buying stuff all week, so, you know, you don't.
Right.
I do give more than the allowance.
Man, but when you gonna dot me, shit? Dot me.
But we will go over to the phone lines now. Caller, your number ends in 8661. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hey, how y'all doing? What's going on? Johnny Prince in the building. How's everybody?
Hey.
Yeah. That's my boy.
What's up, can y'all hear me?
What up, Johnny?
What up, man? Can
y'all
hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, yeah, everything is good, man. It's good to hear y'all on the way, man, as usual. This is what's up. I always support y'all, and, you know, y'all keep on doing y'all thing. That's what's up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No doubt. So now, on the topic of roles within a household. I don't think there's in a house is each a man and a woman have their own roles, you know, in like just life period. But in a household, I don't know. You know, I don't think there should be any type of roles. I think everybody, especially if you have kids, you know, if you raising a family, you know, everybody's doing everything. Everything. I mean, it's like you have to learn how to do hair. You gotta learn how to cut hair. You gotta learn how to everything. You gotta know because you know if the other person ain't there, then you know you gotta fill in. You know what I'm saying? A parent is 24/7. You know what I mean? So I think that you know, right. So if anything that gotta be done in the household, it gotta get done regardless of your skill level or whatever. It just gotta get done. You know what I mean? So as far as roles, you know. So, again, it's just different, you know, again, like I said, men and women got their own roles in general, just in life and society, but in the household, it's a little different. It's just got to get done.
Okay, so are you taking out the garbage, washing the dishes, cooking, perhaps? Are you taking care of the bathroom?
Oh, yeah, I'm cleaning, cooking, I'm doing everything, you know, I'm doing, you know, because the thing is with that is once you start, start, okay, you do this, you do that, it's your job, that's your job, you know, one may become overwhelming, one may be too much, you know, and then that causes the friction within, you know, within the two people. Well, shit, I did this. Why are you just sitting there doing nothing? Well, I do this and that and that. And then, you don't want that. You know, so, you know, when you raise in a household, you should just, you know, jointly, you know, collectively, you know, put in, and it should be done like that, you know, without one being too overwhelmed or one being too stressed or too much of a burden or whatnot, you know? That's why I think everybody should just collectively do it together and put in together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. If the woman makes the most money, is the man still considered the head of the household to you?
Absolutely. I mean, the money has nothing really to do. It has nothing to do with, you know, the figure. You know, it's just money is money. That's all it is, you know. But, all right, at the end of the day, we all know it's like a president, you know. You know, it's like the president is the president, but it doesn't really make the decision. You know, you got to go through all types of levels, you know, to get something passed or some sort of law to be passed or whatnot. He can't just solely do this, boom, sign off, and it is what it is. It's kind of like the woman. Everything got to go through her. You know what I'm saying? And then the man is just like the face. He's the face of the household. All right, he's there for face value. Not saying that he's weak or he doesn't have any face or anything, but at the end of the day, if she's not okay with it, nobody's okay with it. And that's just what it is. That's just what it is. just like, you know, that's it. People laugh at that. I gotta, you know, talk to my wife about that. You know what I mean? That's just real. And you can't make no decision without consulting the wife, man. That's just real.
Okay, well, do you agree?
Yes, I agree. Yes, I have to agree.
That's real, man. You know, and you know what it is, man. You know, and it is what it is. And it should be about her. You know what I mean? It's what you want, baby. You're good. It's whatever you want. I want to be good. What you want. You know what I'm saying? It's what it was about you. We in this because, you know, it's you. You chose me, so I want to make sure you're fulfilled in every way. So what you want.
And to add on to what Johnny said about, you know, things in the household just have to get done, you know, and he said, he do everything, you know what I mean? And I also think that if you're in tune with one another, you already know kind of who's better at what or who,
right.
You know what I mean? So
I agree.
It's natural to lean
right.
That way, you know?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
You go in there and start cooking when you know damn well you can't cook. You're going to be like, let me go ahead and go in the kitchen right quick. Let me go ahead before you bounce some shit up and whatnot. You're going to go in there. You ain't going to let him just continue. Because you're not going to cook his eating. Let him go in there and cook something because he can't cook. I don't know what he's trying
right.
to do. Let him go in there. You know what I mean? And vice versa. Damn, she can't pick that up. Let me go in here and do this. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to let her do that or whatever, you know, things that we're supposed to do, you know? So we kind of know. It all comes with, you know, learning each other and knowing each other's weak spots and power spots and whatnot. So, you know, once you learn that, then you know, y'all just build. And y'all know what to do. Y'all know how to take care of each other.
All right, so I have a question to ask. I hear men say this all the time, and it bothers a lot of women.
Uh-huh.
Is it possible to babysit your own child? Why do men say that? Oh, I have to babysit my son.
That's like a child getting paid to do what they to bring home good grades when they're supposed to bring home good grades. Hell to the motherfucker no, that doesn't make any sense. How can you babysit your own child? That does not make any sense. That's your child. You're supposed to raise your child and mind your child. Regardless, who wanna do it? You know what I'm saying? You that's your child. I gotta babysit my kid, son. I can't. How would you mean you what?
You usually hear a non-custodial parent saying that, a parent that doesn't live in the home with the child. Oh, I have to babysit my daughter this weekend, or I have to babysit my son this weekend. It sounds odd.
That sounds crazy. That's your baby. That's your child, man. You should want your child. You know, babysit. You babysit a dog. I mean, you babysit a somebody's car. You know what I'm saying? You don't babysit your own child. You know what I mean? It's crazy how people and parents do it, mothers do, fathers do. They say the same thing. Like, no, that is not okay. You don't babysit your child.
Okay. Last question: do you think a woman can teach a boy how to be a man?
No, absolutely not. Can a man teach a woman how to be a woman? Can a man teach his daughter how to be a woman? No. There's no way. I mean, we both have different experiences as a gender. So, and it only can
right.
be explained by that same gender. So if my son is going through something that men go through, ain't a woman can explain that. They can talk about it. They can bring it up. But to go in depth and detail as to how to handle it and what to do and how to feel and when to feel it and how to deal with it, that got to come from that gender. You know what I mean? It's like if your daughter, if I had a daughter and she started her menstrual, you know what I'm saying? She needs to speak to a woman. She needs to speak to a woman about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Our father can only touch on it and explain this, and this is natural, but she has feelings that only the woman can explain to her. You know what I'm saying? And same thing with a man. Same thing with a boy. He started having erections. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. Damn, son, right? That's only a father or a man would be able to go in detail and depth on why is that happening. You know, what is it that you're feeling? Why are you feeling that way? You know what I'm saying? Only a man can do that. And vice versa. I don't think a woman can teach a man to teach a boy or a son how to be a man. That's impossible. And I don't understand how a lot of women think that. A lot of women say, I hear all the time, I'm the man, I'm the mother and the father. I posted up the female. I posted up a meme the other day with a dude. It was a picture of a I don't know if it was I think it was a woman, but she had a mustache, like a heavy thick mustache, and a woman's hairdo. And you know, it says this is how a woman looks when she say, I'm a mommy and dad. And I think that's crazy. And I think that's crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? And this is the problem too. A lot of women, you know, when I was fortunate to be, you know, raised in a two parent household, and I was taught to, my pops taught me to, you know, listen, you gotta take care of a woman, like, period. You know what I mean? She shouldn't have to need and want, you know, for another person to come take care of anything in the household. You know what I mean? And that kind of stuck with me. So, you know, if I'm, you know, in the household, I should be able to take care of anything. Unless it's something I can't do, like some, I don't know, putting up a roof or something, you know, something crazy, but I should be able to do the basics of what a man should do. You know what I'm saying? If I can't do the bare minimum of what a man should do, then I ain't no man. I don't even need to be in the household. I need to get my man up. You know what I'm saying? And words, straight up like that. And a lot of women is okay with you. This is crazy because this is what crazy kills me, right? They got a meme going on. They got this meme with the dude walking on the inside of the curb, right? You know, I don't know if you ever saw it. And, you know, right. He's walking on the inside of the curb, and the lady's walking on the outside. So under the post, you see, oh, this thing ain't a real man. Oh, how you going to have this girl walk on the outside, right? But then they are a nigga that can't even, like, you know, put a nail in the wall or put up a light bulbs because he's afraid of ladders. You know what I'm saying? He can't do that. Like, he cannot put a nail in a wall and hang a picture up. But he's a real man. But the nigga that walk on the inside, he ain't a real man. These women got it back. They got it backwards. You know, they got it backwards. And I think that's because daddy not there. Daddy wasn't there to really teach nobody, you know what I mean? Wasn't really teaching
right, that's not their normal.
And the women. Right, exactly. So, I mean, when you have a million men that come around and hold doors and take care of everything, and it's like what? Like, who? They ain't even using this kind of shit. And that's why these quote-unquote good dudes, you know, they just, you know, not even deal with them because, like, I'm not used to that. I'm used to this type of thing. That don't know how to do manly things. You know what I'm saying? That you know, I posted up, you know, I think last year or a couple of years ago, you know, what type of man do you want? Would you rather a man, you know, to pay for everything or to know how to do everything? You know what I'm saying? And a lot of women, like, you know, they like that money. They like that man, they like to pay for things, you know? Hey, well, it is what it is, but, you know, don't, this the nigga that don't have the money to pay for, but that's able to do it himself. You know what I mean? So it's like, would you rather know everything? What was the question? I forgot the question, but anyway, yeah.
You making sense, bro. Keep preach, my brother. You making perfect sense. I'm agreeing with all this.
I'm telling you, it goes back to the upbringing, man. You know, and then everybody going to, like, you know, back in the days, it was a lot of togetherness. It was, you know, because it was more united. It was more because everybody, we all understand the struggle. We was in the same struggle. We were both getting hung, man, woman, boy, and girl. We were hung from trees. So we knew each other's struggle. So it's like, okay, we took care of one another. We made sure everybody, the household was good. Now it's like, how much money do you have, first of all? Before you speak to me, how much money you got? Like, that's what we going into the relationship like that.
Not everyone, but a lot of women.
I'm talking about a lot. That's why 75-80% of black women are single today, because they worried about a nigga pocket.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no way. Yo, what? How much skill do you have? I'm supposed to marry a woman that can't cook? You can't cook whatsoever, and I'm supposed to deal with you? What kind of woman are you to not? You cannot. That means you're
eating
out
all the
time.
Wait, whose role is it to cook?
There's no role. What I'm saying is,
okay,
you should be able, as a woman, you should be able to know the bare minimum the bare
right.
minimum of
but,
being a
but
woman.
But that may not be her
normal. Okay, but no. You don't have to cook every day. I'm talking about being able to put together something, anything. Some rice, some chicken, even some oodles and noodles. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have the, I'm talking about a person that does not have the concept of cooking, putting a pot on the stove,
okay.
cooking something. I'm talking about that person. If you can't do that, that's everybody should know how to cook. Everybody should know how to cook. What do you do when you're on your own? Like, what do you do
right.
when you're surviving? You know what I'm saying? So now
right.
you come into a relationship, right? And I'm talking about all you know how to do is work, earn a check. Like, you have no concept of nothing else whatsoever. How much are you worth? How much are you worth? If all you can bring is money to a relationship, I'll wait.
Right.
I'll wait.
Yeah, I'm waiting with you, bro. I'm here with you.
I'll wait.
Preaching tonight, boy.
Versus a dude that's making 20,000. He's a security guard. You know, security guard, man, then he make $8 an hour. You know what I'm saying? But he can do everything. He's a jack of all trades. But that nigga, he ain't work. Yeah, he only a security guard. That nigga ain't making over $300 a week, $250 a week. That nigga ain't about nothing. What are you bringing? What are you bringing to the table? So you can't even bring. This is, I'm talking, this is women that can't even have a meaningful conversation. They can't speak. You can't talk. You know what I'm saying? You got kids. You got three babies. Come on, I can go on and on, man. I can go on and on. This is crazy. Come on, you little women that got three baby daddies talking about nah, nigga, I need no romance with that finance. That's why your wife's single. That's why your wife's single. That's why your wife's single.
Oh my God.
It's
you know
what
true. Well, we have
80%. Oh, I'm sorry, again.
We have another call, thank you. I would love for you to keep going. But we have to go back
okay.
to the phone line.
Okay, my bad.
But we definitely appreciate you tuning in and commenting.
Oh, okay. No doubt. I appreciate it. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. I love y'all, man. Y'all take it easy, y'all.
All right, thank you.
He
busts out his song.
He ain't playing no games. Yo, that was good. He that was good, man. He made a couple of valid points. I just thought about it. What's going to happen to me if I'm on my own?
Exactly. That's the first thing
stuff.
I thought about. going to the phone line, calling your number ends in 0055. Welcome to the show.
Hi, y'all. Pound Cake, how y'all doing?
Hey, Pound Cake.
What up?
What up?
You got a comment for this topic?
Huh?
I said you got a comment for our topic tonight?
Yeah. As far as the household, I do believe that men should be the head of the household. When I was married, my husband was definitely the head of the household. We made about the same money, so it wasn't, you know, a matter of who made more. But I like to defer to him as being the head of the household, and I backed him up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He would pay the rent.
Okay.
And I would pay the light and the cable, and we went half on the food.
Okay.
And as far as the kids, they had their chores, but me and him, he was an excellent cook. So me and him would take turns cooking, and whoever cooked, the other one did the dishes, or the kids did the dishes.
So
like when they got
old enough. So he was the type of guy that felt like the man should pay the highest bill, which is the rent?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Did he do any chores, or did the kids take care of everything?
He took the garbage out. He he was better at cleaning than me. So he would do the bathroom. I would do the kitchen. The kids had their room to do, and as far as sweeping and mopping, he would do that. I did the laundry, and we shared the responsibilities.
So who took care of the children day to day, or did you see that as the woman's job?
We did it together because we worked opposite hours. So he worked nights, like overnight, and I worked, at first I was working 3 to 11, and then I was I switched to days, and I was working 6 to 2. So we both took care of the kids.
Wait, who had the larger income?
We made about the same amount of money. Well, he made a little bit more than I did, but we made basically the same amount. Yeah, now he didn't make much more than me.
Okay. I think that's the way to handle it. I think what they were doing was the right way to go. I mean, they both did the cooking. They both did they both took care of the kids. They worked opposite shifts. I like the part where the kid did the dishes at, though. Yeah.
Yeah, when they got old enough, they definitely did the dishes. And, sometimes I would sweep and he would mop like that. You know, we split up everything.
Right.
So that's fair. So your household seems like it was pretty fair.
It was fair. And like I said, he was the head of the household. And I didn't mind that at all because I like for a man to be a man.
Right.
Right.
Same here. Right.
And if we went out, sometimes he would pay, sometimes I would pay.
Okay. That's definitely, that's fair. So it doesn't seem like you guys had much of a problem managing the household.
No, we didn't. Well, see, we were friends as well as being married, so you know, it was a friendship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Well, we'd like to thank you for calling in, Tante.
You're welcome.
And have a good
it's
night.
It's a pleasure as always.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So.
She had the right idea.
Say what?
That sounds like they had the right idea. They both think you need everything.
Like,
you know?
I have one question for you before we close out for tonight.
Okay.
Would you treat your male child differently from your female child or children? If so, how and why?
Oh, man. First, it's difficult for me because I have all boys. but I'm going to answer it. Yes, I would treat them differently. But not in an unfair different way. I wouldn't consider the different treatment unfair. I think it's a matter of, again, makeups, you know. In our society, a young male is safer walking down a dark alley than a young female is. It's just the nature of our society. So I would be more protective of my daughter walking down that dark alley than I would my son, because I feel like she would be in more danger than. So, what I consider ways that are considered, I don't even know how to word it, but it would be treating them differently, but it'd be a fair treating them differently, you know. And you got to be able to explain yourself as a parent, you know, because a lot of things you're gonna allow, probably a boy to do that you won't allow your girl to do,
But if you explain it in a way that they understand, I think you won't have that issue.
Right.
You know, you be
explain
fair.
It for understanding. Right. Definitely.
Right.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, as much as we would like to continue on, we have to bring the show to a close.
Which means y'all must follow us on all social media. Hashtag AOI Talk Show. Search The Art of Intimacy Show. Follow us on Twitter at She Is Incredible, at The Black _ Dr. Phil. Instagram, The Art of Intimacy Show. And Facebook, The Art of Intimacy Show.
Yes, yes, yes. For topic and show ideas, you can email us at The Art of Intimacy Show at gmail.com. And we are here each and every Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. So until next Wednesday, we would like to say goodnight. We will play our intro and our outro that Mr. Johnny Prince hooked us up with.
Yeah.
So until next week, everybody have a good night.
Good night.
Hey. Oh, there we go.
Open your mind, take in all the delectables. Yep, yeah, topics ranging from marriage to politics. Only the grown and mature can handle this. Please, they gon' change it from blog talk to hot talk.
Yeah,
real talk, real response, non-stop. Only talk radio keeps it grooving. Wednesdays 9:30 p.m. Please tune in.
Yeah.
Well. In the beautiful, this incredible. You hear it?